Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and to invite him to address the Assembly.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على جميع الأنبياء
All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and peace and blessing be upon our Master and Prophet Muhammad and his pure household, his noble companions, and on all divine messengers. O God, hasten the arrival of Imam al-Mahdi and grant him good health and victory, and make us his followers and all those who attest to his rightfulness. Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am grateful to the Almighty Allah who granted me once more the opportunity to appear before this World Assembly. I have the pleasure to express my sincere thanks to His Excellency Joseph Dace, President of the 65th session, for his tremendous efforts during his tenure. I also would like to congratulate His Excellency Nasser Abdulaziz on his election as the President of the 66th session. Let me seize the moment to pay tribute to all those who lost their lives during last year as a result of natural disasters, particularly to the victims of tragic famine in Somalia and the devastating flood in Pakistan. I urge everyone to increase their assistance and aid to the affected populations in these countries. Over the past years, I spoke about different global issues and the need to introduce fundamental changes in the current international order. Today, considering the international developments, I will try to analyze the present situation from a different angle. All you know, the dominance and superiority of human beings over other creatures lie in the very nature and the truth of humankind. This is a divine gift and a manifestation of the divine spirit, embodying faith in God, who is the everlasting creator and planner of the entire universe. Showing compassion to others, generosity, justice seeking, and having integrity both in words and in deeds. The quest for dignity to reach the pinnacles of perfection, the aspiration to elevate one's material and spiritual status, and the longing to realize liberty. Defying oppression, corruption, and discrimination, in contrast to supporting the oppressed. Seeking happiness and lasting prosperity and security for all. These are some of the manifestation of common divine and human attributes, which can clearly be seen in the historical aspirations of human beings as reflected in the heritage of our search for art and literary works, both in prose and poetry, and in the socio-cultural and political movements of human beings in the course of history. All divine prophets and social reformers invited human beings to tread on this righteous path. God has given dignity to humankind to elevate his status, to assume his successor role on earth. Dear colleagues and friends, Mr. President, it is vividly clear that despite all historical achievements, including creation of the United Nations, that was a product of untiring struggles and efforts of free-minded and justice-seeking individuals, as well as the international cooperation. Human societies are yet far from fulfilling their noble desires and aspirations. Most nations of the world are unhappy with the current international circumstances, and despite the general longing and aspiration to promote peace, progress, and fraternity, wars, mass murder, widespread poverty, and socio-economic and political crisis continue to infringe upon the rights and sovereignty of nations, which leave behind irreparable damage worldwide against all nations in the world. Approximately 3 billion people of the world live on less than $2.5 a day, and over 200 million people even live without having even one sufficient meal on a daily basis. 40% of the poorest world populations only share 5% of the global income, while 20% of the richest people share 75% of economic earnings worldwide. More than 20,000 innocent and destitute children die every day in the world because of poverty. 80% of financial resources in the United States are controlled by 10% of its people, while only 20% of such resources belong to the 90% of the population. What are the causes and reasons behind these inequalities? How can one remedy such injustice? Those who dominate and run centers of global economic power put the blame on people's aspiration for religion and the pursuit of the path of divine prophets, or on the weakness of nations and the ill performance of a number of groups or individuals. They claim that only their views, approaches, or prescriptions can save humanity and the world economy. Dear colleagues and friends, don't you think that the root cause of the problems must be sought in the prevailing international order or the way the world is governed? I would like to draw your kind attention to the following questions. Who abducted forcefully tens of millions of people from their homes in Africa and other regions of the world during the dark period of slavery, making them a victim of their materialistic greed in the United States and in Europe? Who imposed colonialism for over four centuries upon this world, and who occupied lands and massively plundered resources of other nations, destroyed talents, and alienated native languages, cultures, and identities of nations? Who triggered the First and Second World Wars that left 70 million killed and hundreds of millions injured or homeless? Who created the wars in the Korean Peninsula and in Vietnam? Who imposed, through deceits and hypocrisy, the Zionists and over 60 years of war, homelessness, terror, and mass murder on the Palestinian people and on the countries of the region? Who imposed and supported for decades military dictatorships and totalitarian regimes on Asian, African, and Latin American nations, and established friendly relations with all of them? Who used atomic bomb against defenseless people and stockpile thousands of warheads in their arsenals? Whose economies rely on waging wars and selling arms? Who provoked and encouraged Saddam Hussein to invade and impose an 8-year war on Iran, and who assisted and equipped him to deploy chemical weapons against our cities and our people? Who used the mysterious September 11th incident as a pretext to attack Afghanistan and Iraq, killing, injuring, and displacing millions in two countries with the ultimate goal of bringing into its domination the Middle East and its oil resources. Who undermined the Bretton Woods system and printed trillions of dollars without the backing of gold reserves or equivalent currency, a move